Good morning. 7:17 a.m. on November the 17th, 2016. Excuse me. I sneezed. Yeah. So it's cold, overcast, gray, chance of snow between now and 9 o'clock. And then after 9 o'clock, they're saying occasional rain. So I figured I better get my butt moving this morning. Try to get the day off on the right foot. Yesterday I talked about living off the grid out on the plains or up in the mountains. Or one of you suggested a Class B or Class C RV, which is actually something I've been thinking about, but the regulations here in Greeley regarding where you can park them is a bit of a problem. Because you can't park them on the street. And if you park them on your land, they have to be behind a fence. They can't be visible. Or at least not entirely visible. There are a lot of people who have like a 6-foot stockade fence. And I don't know what the class is for those big bus-like ones, but they've got huge RVs parked beside their house, and they just put a gate in their stockade fencing and back it in when they want to take it off the street. The other alternative would be to permanently rent a pad in one of the many RV parks. I don't know how much they cost. How much the long-term rentals are. It's something to think about. Perhaps a simple van conversion. Trade in our aging Dodge Caravan for a converted van. So that we could use it as a camper. I don't know. What I need to do is finish this book. And then the next book, and then the next book. And then the next book. My face now. So it still amuses me to think of it. There's a lot of the state that is still unincorporated territory. A huge amount of the state that doesn't have access to reliable water. Or electricity. I'm not sure actually this is the state to do it in. In part because the climate change implications for a near desert are not pretty. Wyoming, Montana even, but Wyoming seems like it might be an interesting middle ground between desert and great white north. I'll put my hood back, it's a little bit better. It's still cold, it's still raw, there's still a lot of moisture in the air. But this is a really good parka, so the heat is building up inside the coat quite nicely. Anyway, what are we going to do today? The first thing I had to do was get the trash and recycles out. I got the walk and the talk underway. So there's three things. I need to get some writing done. Not necessarily on to fire called, but I need a book review for tomorrow for peer reviewed. And I need, if I can find a book that I haven't reviewed, that I really loved, and it's not too tough. But I have to write an article for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers newsletter for December, which is due with them no later than the 25th. I've got my December and I think my January blog post done for their blog, so that's taken care of. I'll have to check and see where, make sure I left that last post in the right place, ready for review. Monk post. the theme is celebration, and it's been difficult because I'm not feeling very celebratory, and the challenge will be for me to step back and reframe this as, in a certain sense, the things that I'm thankful for from the post that was ignored, and get to the things that I can celebrate, both looking backwards and looking forward. So what I want to do is write at least a few paragraphs about bullet journaling, because from a writer's standpoint, this could really have some good effect, particularly, there's somebody with a Class C RV over there with parked on the lawn beside their house with 3-foot fence around it, which satisfies the city's ordinance. Anyway, the bullet journal as a way of maintaining continuity of thought across session. I've set up the writing portion of it with its own little blocky setup, so that I can celebrate right on the page, right on the day, every 1,000 words that I manage to put down. And while I haven't been able to put down 1,000 words in a day, at least 1,000 words in work in process, work in progress, I've written way more than 1,000 words. Just nothing that matters and nowhere that counts. And I have to stop doing that. I have to start doing what's important and not what's urgent. And one of the problems is that I see a lot of it, what I'm doing as important, as foundations for bridges that are going to have to be built in the next 6 to 8 months. But what's more important is getting the next book out. I really need to prioritize that effort and get on with the things that I can actually have an effect on. So that's one of the reasons that I'm trying to, in a certain sense, flush out the election from my system. And by doing that, or by focusing on what's important, with the things that I can have an effect, a meaningful effect on, which does not include 3,000 words on the importance of the Electoral College posted on Facebook. I need to get into using my journal as a journal, my bullet journal. It's one of the things that the bullet journal is for, which is rapid logging what's happened over the course of the day. So at the end of the day, I can look back and say, okay, I did accomplish something today. Not just the stuff that I planned to do, but these other things as well. Like, somewhere I've lost my washi tape. It's very, very distressing. No, not really. But I could spend an hour looking for it. Or I could spend 20 minutes and run over to the store and buy another roll of washi tape for $2. And the reality is, I don't have a real good use for washi tape. It was an interesting idea. I might ask for some for Christmas. I'm not. It's not a big deal. I did get my journal open this morning. I did have things laid out pretty much in the order that they need to fall. I do need to get back and get some breakfast. I am quite peckish. Wind is coming up. The clouds look like rolls of cotton batting stretched across the sky. It's just gray and grayer and long streaks. But it isn't raining yet, and I'm back at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.